From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump will call for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism. An address Sunday in Riyadh to dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders at a regional summit focusing on combating extremism. Trump, in his first overseas trip as president, said the U.S. wants a coalition of nations who share the aim of stamping out extremism, describing the fight as a battle between good and evil. Ahead of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is traveling with the president.
This growing partnership is really grounded in trust. Trust between our two nations that we are pursuing the same objectives, cooperation and a shared interest. The elements of this declaration that was signed today, the joint strategic vision, there are many, many elements. And there's a lot of work now to implement those elements and really put them into motion.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. South Korea's military says North Korea has launched what appears to be a ballistic missile. The Joint Chiefs of Staff in Seoul said the missile fired Sunday afternoon flew about 500 kilometers before landing in the sea. The White House recently has only said the missile has a shorter range than the missiles launched in North Korea, the three most recent tests, including one a week ago that reached an unusual high altitude. That test, according to a White House statement, should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Unknown gunmen have killed a German aid worker and her Afghan security guard in Kabul before taking away a Finnish woman in an apparent kidnapping attempt. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. Incidents of kidnapping for ransom in Kabul have long posed a challenge for Afghan authorities and have discouraged foreign nationals from moving freely in the city. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians, including two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There was no comment on the killings from U.S. officials, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the killings occurred in the vicinity of Raqqa. The United Nations Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has wrapped up the latest round of talks to try and find a political solution to the Syrian conflict, saying they have achieved a level of progress.
We simply started a process of separate experts' meetings on legal and constitutional issues, chaired by the OSCE, the UN experts. I'm pleased that this process has indeed begun. We had only 4 days, so we had to start after some preparation. And I look forward to push this additional element forward and enriching through that the UN-facilitated intra-Syrian talks in Geneva.
He expects that those talks to take place in June. The 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram are back with their families. They were reunited for the first time Saturday in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The girls are among the 276 Chibok girls abducted from their boarding school by the terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. Nigerian officials say they believe the militants kidnapped the girls to intimidate civilians against resistance. Tens of thousands of people marched in the Venezuelan capital and elsewhere, facing police with tear gas as they protested against the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro. Saturday's protest marked the 50th straight day of anti-government street demonstrations, in some cases accompanied by disorder, which have claimed nearly 50 lives. And supporters of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani are celebrating his reelection. State television declared Rouhani the winner of the presidential vote, easily beating out his closest opponent, a hardline cleric. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.